League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Well, it has been an interesting start to the day here at ESPN 97.5. On the heels of the blitz, AJ Hoffman, Jerome Solomon filling in for Fred today. We got soccer talk right now. We got a lot to talk about here tonight. Now, before we get into everything, a couple of things we do have to continue to mention here. Look, we're still doing this show, thinking about everybody climbing out of what has happened with Irma, what's happened here with the flood in Houston, in the Gulf Coast region, in Florida, in the Caribbean. So let's not fool around here and understand. Our thoughts are first and foremost there. So let's not downplay any of that now. It isn't normal yet. We do have to mention Florida and the Caribbean as well, and I can tell you with correspondence with family in the U.S. Virgin Islands, specifically on St. Thomas, the damage, the problems are monumental. And according to country singer Kenny Chesney, he called it biblical. In fact, I've been in places in the U.S. Virgin Islands when Kenny Chesney was there. He had a place on St. John. I think it got destroyed. My family's structure ended up okay, but you have to understand, it's very different down there. The cavalry can't come in right away. They're finally getting help and donations. Puerto Rico has been incredible. But I want to be very careful how I talk about this because, you know, I do have family down there, and that's why it's playing on my mind because I know what they're going through right now. You know, you don't have electricity on the island. There's looting. Everywhere there's destruction. The government doesn't do anything. The local government, they're broke. So it's all about the citizens and kind of like here in Houston, how people just stepped up to it and got it done, is getting it done, and have come out and helped each other. So it's a pretty amazing show. And by the way, Puerto Rico, how great have they been to the Caribbean? All right, 713-780-3776 tonight. But before we move on, so here in Houston, we can continue to donate, and we still want to continue to donate. Redcross.org. I guess the Red Cross is got their act together here after getting called out a little bit. Redcross.org, Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, that was set up by Mayor Sylvester Turner. That's GHCF.org. GHCF.org. You got the Salvation Army, you got the Houston Food Bank, Animal Lovers, you got the Houston Humane Society. So there's a number of places. Over on Facebook, Soccer Matters, my niece, who was born and raised in the Caribbean. I posted her little, she had a little plea to a fund that can be donated down in the Caribbean. Tim Duncan did as well. The San Antonio Spur, who grew up on the island of St. Croix, actually was a swimmer. So there's a lot that we can keep doing. And, you know, it's real easy if you're one of the lucky ones like me that hasn't been affected personally or been flooded out. 2001, I got flooded out. Not this time. And it's almost very hard to concentrate on things these days just because you know so many are going through some very difficult times. All right. With that in mind, we do want to get an escape tonight, and we are going to talk soccer. And I'm going to just remind you that in the world of football. Tonight we have United playing PlayStation football. We have infected pimples, Champions League off and running in the group stages, the Dynamo unbeaten streak at home broken by the last place team in the West. So what's on your soccer mind tonight? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Facebook Soccer Matters. Lots of big hot topics over there. Really appreciate everybody who's going over to the Facebook page, Soccer Matters, and hitting in with good commentary. A lot of good comments from people over there. Love it. Twitter, you can hit me up there, Glenn Davis Sock. All the shows are podcasted on podcastarena.com. Tonight, Victor Ariza has got us up, or will get us up and running Facebook Live. I think we're up now, okay? So for all of you who are going to tune in, we thank you for that. And you can ask questions, and we'll get in there. We're going to replay Alexi Lalas's commentary, and I do want to get your thoughts on that. He really called out the U.S. national team. We'll play that in a minute. We're not going to play that right now because we're expecting Kristen Press for the U.S. women's national team, but we will take your phone calls until Kristen gets here. So keep that in mind. So we're going to talk about Alexi Lalas. Called out players by name, called out Bruce Arena. Are we too soft in this country? Seriously. Are we as good as we really think we are? And is there really anything wrong with what Alexi Lalas did? Of course he's polarizing. He's even admitted that. That's his game. He's trying to draw attention to the sport of soccer. Monday when I listened to the radio, I always love listening to post-Texans games radio because it goes all over the place. And everybody and their mother and brother and daughter and son and uncle and grandfather is fair game, and you can be criticized. And we say in this town, one day we hope that there'll be soccer talk on morning radio. We are so far away from it, it's unbelievable. And I hate to say that, but that's the truth. There is absolutely no mainstream coverage of the sport of soccer in this town, except for this show. We're going to proudly pound our chest on that. And that's why I don't ever want to lose this platform here, but we also got to step up. I mean, Monday through Saturday, it's out of sight, out of mind for the Houston Dynamo. I mean, I'm trying to drum up storylines. We're trying to talk about it. Nobody calls in about it. So, you know, from an MLS perspective, it's discouraging. Yet, you know that 70,000 people come out to see Manchester United and City. You know those people are filling bars and pubs. They're in supporters groups. Real Madrid, Barcelona, we've all had those guys in here. I don't know what it takes to get to the next level. I don't even know if people want to go to the next level. That's a real question. So 713-780-3776 is the number. All right, let's run the Alexi Lalas piece here. Now, this is him at the halftime of an MLS game calling out the U.S. national team, and then we'll begin to take phone calls at 713-780-3776.
It's dark days indeed, but this is a time for leaders to step up. And so to the supposed leaders, I will say this. All right, Tim Howard. Tim, the Belgium game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, clean it up or let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey, yeah, you're a national team legend. Now we need you to be a national team leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to be Zen. The U.S. needs you to play better. Jozy Altidore, is this really as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. Bruce Arena. Bruce, Jurgen Klinsmann lost at home to Mexico. You lost at home to Costa Rica. This is now all on you, not Jurgen. Oh, and by the way, to all the guys that I didn't mention it because you don't even warrant to mention, that includes you too, Wonder Boy. So, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to continue to be a bunch of soft, underperforming, tattooed millionaires? You are a soccer generation that has been given everything. You are a soccer generation who is on the verge of squandering everything. So, now it's time to pay it back. Make us believe again. You don't owe it to yourselves. You owe it to us. And get off my lawn.
Well, there you go. I love the end of that. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
All right, so Jose Partida, by the way, behind the glass tonight. So 713-780-3776. Does Alexi Lalas speak for you? Do you feel we're too soft on these players? Are they too soft? Zen Michael Bradley? Jeff Cameron, clean it up or move on? Tim, we need you to save the ball. Well, he made a hell of a save against the Dynamo in the 1-0 shutout, but that wasn't for the national team. Bruce Arena, does he get a pass? Because a lot of people are afraid to criticize him. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Mark, you're up first, Mark. Mark, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Glenn? I guess since you're talking about the Alexi Lalas deal right now, I'll mention that real quick before I get to what I really want to talk about. I think, yeah, I mean, as a soccer nation, I mean, I think we are real soft, you know. And it might be because, you know, soccer is seen as, like, maybe the fourth or fifth sport in the country, as opposed, because, I mean, if this was, like, the dream team or something like that going out to Olympics and they lost badly to whoever, they would be on them real bad, you know. Or we lost something in, when it comes to football or whatever. I think maybe that's the reason why we're so soft on soccer, because it's not the number one sport. I mean, I know for like me being a
it doesn't have to be the number one sport for you to be competitive. Look, Lalas is speaking from a different time period. Okay, he's speaking from a period where the sport wasn't all over the place. It wasn't all over social media. There weren't the contracts being paid in any professional league in this country. In fact, there wasn't one till it was rebirthed in 96, okay, because that was part of the stipulation of the 94 World Cup. He's speaking from a different place. Look, that was an ill-prepared team against Costa Rica. And it just seems like there's this love affair for Bruce. And take the personalities out of it. It's not a good sign if we're not more critical of the national team and where we're going and how we're going there, how we're critical of our own local pro teams in certain markets as well. So I think there's a bigger silver lining to this. But for Alexi Lalas and his teammates, you know, remember, those guys were all told they can't play the game. Now that's common knowledge. You're American, you can't play soccer, you're no good. So they fought through it, and it's different. I don't put it on these guys now. They've grown up in a different environment. They're not looking into the past, and everybody kind of goes back to what's most comfortable for them. I think the message was really based on the last two games and what goes on in the future. But after Bruce was hired, it just was strange. It was this whole, you know, love affair. Maybe it was because everybody wanted Klinsmann out so badly and he deserved to go. But it's interesting to see how people react to this. Because so what? Some guy called out some players. Big deal. All those guys get more criticism on their clubs in Europe than they do here.
Yeah, for sure.
They're making a boatload of money, these guys. So you have to question, you know, do you sometimes take the foot off the pedal? I don't know if Altidore and Bradley are. They're at the top of Major League Soccer. I don't know. But the dynamics of, look, why were you not prepared for Costa Rica is what I focus on.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and it's one of those things where, you know, after they fired Klinsmann, I mean, the U.S. Federation, I mean, yeah, I understand that it was the middle of the World Cup cycle, and they're desperate because they want to make sure that they get to a World Cup. But, I mean, they had an opportunity to go find somebody else. For me, I feel like this, I mean, they took a step back bringing back Arena. I mean, you know,
It's a stopgap, Mark. It's to get them qualified. Yeah. It's getting them back. But look, they don't score that goal to tie things up and equalize things in Honduras. And Honduras should be lamenting the fact they didn't get a second goal, quite frankly, because Elise and Kyoto were tearing the U.S. apart. If they get the second goal and Honduras has another 2 points right now and you're denied one, ooh, it's still up in the air as to if you're going to be in a playoff or not. So anyway, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. Much appreciated tonight. All right, so Alexi Lalas, soft tattooed millionaires. You agree with that? Was he right to call him out? There's a lot of people who, you know, Alexi's a very polarizing figure. He was on this show last week, actually. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what's on your mind tonight? By the way, 713-780-3776. Agree with Alexi Lalas calling out the U.S. men's national team? Hi, Andrew. Andrew, turn off your radio. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. Man, I'm doing all right, but I think he's right. But to be honest with you, as long as we don't have professional soccer players at the age of 12, we're not really going to compete with the rest of the world. We can qualify for the World Cup, but we're never going to compete to win.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do with academy systems, and it's not mature yet, but that's the plan is to one day be taking, and they're already trying to take in little kids in their programs. Now, in MLS, there's a little bit of a smoke and mirrors going on with these academies and things. And I would love,
right,
I would love to see something that showed us financially what every club is putting in to their academy system and their player development side of it. I'd love to see it. We'll never see it because the lack of transparency kills us, quite frankly. If a player misses a flight or does something wrong in the NFL or the NBA, okay, everybody and their mother knows about it. So the organization, whoever it is, you have to step up and you have to talk about it. That also creates media attention. So for us to get to where the Texans are and the NBA is and all that, we're so far off that. And I'm speaking for this town. There are other MLS cities that do have, I think the Seattle's and places like that. I do think there is some healthy pressure that's being conjured up by the media. Where writers are challenging organizations, challenging their choices. And if we don't get this stuff, it's never going to get big. And it's always going to be, we're always going to be tertiary. We're always going to be more mom and pop than the NFL and the NBA. And I'm sorry, that's the god-awful truth. And until we realize that, we're kidding ourselves. And that doesn't mean we can't get enjoyment out of, 12,000 people going to Dynamo games and enjoying themselves down there. But I want it to be bigger, don't you? 713-780-3776. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, a quick reminder here. Dynamo in action this Saturday. They will take on San Jose and San Jose. That game will be on the Cube, Channel 57. 9 o'clock will be the pregame show. Join Eddie Robinson, myself, for that. Eddie Robinson's going to come on later. We'll talk some Dynamo. Alexi Lalas's comments. You okay with those? Criticizing the national team and the players? What did you think of the U.S. performances? Are you disappointed that the U.S. Against Costa Rica doesn't come out and isn't prepared to answer the bell? Or is it just okay and you know what, we're going to qualify and then we'll go and we'll fight hard at the World Cup and then we'll get eliminated? In the next round, or, we'll get through by the skin of our skin, and then we'll get eliminated in the knockout stages. 713-780-3776 is the number. And before we go to break, hey, a quick word here for Bud Light. Nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Great time of the year here. Things cooling off, hopefully. Post up at the pool, go out to a Dynamo game, most importantly. Grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Head down to the King's Court or over to the Gorgeous Gale. And just remind yourself that whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Houston Dynamo and sponsor of Soccer Matters Wednesday at 7 Central. I'm trying to get people to talk Houston Dynamo here. 713-780-3776. Alexi Lalas, do you agree with his comments being critical of the U.S. national team? One thing you got to admit, it does stir the pot. It gets people talking. Go over to my Facebook page. We're going to read a few of those entries. We'll take your phone calls again. 713-780-3776. And speaking of a little bit of controversy, Craig Burley of ESPN FC coming up, saying that some of the commentators have been too soft on the United States national team. More of your thoughts. We'll take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
The success story continues. New records are created.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, another quick word here, places to donate here in Houston based on the flood. RedCross.org, Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. Now, that's the fund set up by Mayor Sylvester Turner. That's the Greater Houston Community Foundation. You go to GHCF.org. AmeriCare, Salvation Army, Houston Food Bank, all places you can donate down here. And we posted some stuff over on the website. I've got family down in the Caribbean, so we've posted some things on the website. My niece Hannah's over there, and also Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs. We'll keep the soccer talk rolling on here in a second. We got a good guest coming up, Craig Burley of ESPN FC. Before we get to Craig, just a reminder here, Kings Court. Dynamo fans, this is the real soccer pub down in Edo. Kings Court, right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins. All kinds of TVs. They show the Premier League, the Dynamo. Supporters groups go down there for Manchester United and Chelsea. Kings Court has 24 taps, full bar. Kings Court, El Bateon hangs out there, the supporters group before and after Dynamo games. Great rooftop deck and pub food. Say hello to Jay. It's KingsCourtTX.com. Let's go to ESPN FC's Craig Burley. Craig, how are you?
Well, that sounds like my kind of place, that, Glenn.
I was just going to say, you would like that place. If you ever get to Houston, it's a great spot there. Good food, yeah. Good beverage. How are you,
yeah,
Craig?
I'm all right. First and foremost, I want to say thoughts with everybody down where you are in Texas for what's happened, and obviously in Florida at the weekend and beyond. Just terrible, really, weather conditions, horrendous weather conditions, and just to see everybody coming together and trying to just handle in the best possible scenario they can was quite heartening. From up here in Connecticut, we're not seeing this weather at all, and we haven't seen this weather, thankfully, but I know you guys have, and I hope everybody is in as good a shape as they can be down in Texas.
Well, you know, you made a great point. I've been calling it awe-inspiring, what I've seen people do, people coming from other states. It's pretty remarkable. It's happening in the Caribbean right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beautiful thing. I mean, it's happening down there, and there's no local government in the U.S. Virgin Islands doing anything because they're bankrupt. Those guys all got off island, all their congressmen did, and it's all people who live there getting it done, taking chainsaws, cutting mahogany trees off roads, but everything's destroyed. It's decimated. But anyway, that was nice of you to say, and yes, we've had some amazing. It's hard to even talk about the amount of stories here that you've heard of people helping each other, and it's fantastic. All right, Craig. So, look, it's been a while since you and I think, man, it's been a while since I've seen you. It was up at ESPN. But anyway, it's great to have you on. And the other day I was really interested in the conversation you had on ESPN FC, and you were talking about the fact that we kind of handle the U.S. national team with kid gloves and we're afraid to be critical of them. Don't you think overall in this country, from the professional game and people involved in the professional game, that we're just way too sensitive?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, and you and I work together, Glenn, you know, and I think one of the things people may perceive sometimes if I have said something that is premeditated, and generally 99% of the time it's not. I kind of just say what I think and speak the truth, and I've been in America 4 years, living here, and my kids are here and they're schooled here, and I love the culture, I love the country. I wouldn't be here otherwise. I don't get involved in the political situation. I can't vote, but I can live here. I have a visa to work here, and it is fantastic. But I am not going to sit by and not criticize or praise or whatever the U.S. national team or Major League Soccer or any other franchise or league because I'm living in a country. And I've kind of tried to work out over the period, and sometimes I think maybe I've gone in too hard, or maybe I've been too soft, or maybe I've sat on the side and allowed it to happen. And I kind of just watched for the last few years, Glenn, and I'm kind of just, the same picture keeps arising. It's like, there's always an excuse when it comes to soccer. Now, if you think about NFL or NBA and the real big sports here in America, they're super critical.
No, and you know what? That's funny you bring that up, because one of the things I said before you came on tonight is that, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, one day we want to be talked about on morning radio. And I go, you're so far away from it. It's in another galaxy, okay? Because teams don't embrace the healthy pressure. Everybody's too sensitive. And quite frankly, we're not transparent enough. You know, I want to know how much money every single MLS team's putting into player development so nobody's smoke and mirroring me, you know? These are things I want to know in order to be educated about talking about the sport. So I agree with you 100%.
No, you got to take the criticism, and that's one of the things I think. One of the things I've noticed since I've been here, I don't tend to get involved in Major League Soccer too much or US Soccer. We have guys at ESPN that cover that. Yeah. Right? It's not really my wheelhouse. If my company, my employer asked me to do that, and say, look, you must cover this sport week in, week out. That's what I would do. But I'm kind of on the outside here, looking in. And one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of guys they start smarting from the criticism. Now, I actually don't have a major issue with the US being a good team or a bad team, because lots of countries have that problem. My country in particular, Scotland, are absolutely abysmal at the moment and have been for a long time. There's no shying away from that. But where I do have an issue and where I kind of get a little bit annoyed is people that follow, and not everybody, but a lot of people that follow in high-profile places, the US game, painting a picture that I think, in my opinion, is not particularly correct. And it's always trying to find an excuse. It's always trying to find a reason. We're always trying to find a different angle of why it's not working. And quite clearly, and the other, you know, a week or so ago when I had a bit of a debate with Hercules Gomez about stuff, you know, things just came to a bit of a head, and obviously since then Alexi Lalas has said some stuff. But certainly from my point of view, it was from the heart, and if people take it the wrong way, well, I can't really do much about that.
No, I think these are two great examples of us needing the pot stirred, and us, I also think we have to realize we may not be as good as we think we are also in the world scheme of things. We all are so hell-bent on becoming a better soccer-playing nation, and I think sometimes we get caught up in that. And I do agree with you. We do have to have more healthy criticism in this country, because the sport won't grow without it. The national team won't grow without it. It's amazing how much coverage there is now, and I think the next phase and the next step is the media maturing and hopefully markets having writers that have a soccer background that can ask the tough questions and the real questions, and not trying to assassinate characters. But look, as you said, if you're a color commentator, your job is to critique and come from the heart. And you have to say some things that people go, wow, I never thought about that. And so I love that. I love that, and I think the pot does need to be stirred.
When I started broadcasting, when I finished playing back in the UK, Glenn, and since I've been here, not one of my one of the producers or executives that I've worked under have said to me, "You must not criticize this or criticize that." Now I have stepped over close to the line on a few occasions, but that's the way I kind of operate. And when you're in this business, sometimes on the edge is good. It's dangerous sometimes, but it's good. But I had people tweeting me after I had a chat, our little discussion with Hercules Gomez last week. I mean, Herc's a nice lad. He's just starting in this business. It's, you know, and he's learning the game and. You know, we had a bit of a discussion. He didn't say too much, and it went a certain way. But people were tweeting me saying, "Oh, you've upset US soccer, and you've upset Major League Soccer, Glenn, and you're going to be fired in the morning, and you're going to lose your job." And I'm thinking, this is a sort of daily occurrence for me back in the UK, operating this way. So, I'm not going to lose my job for criticizing US soccer. Somebody may not like it, but I'm certainly not going to lose my job. But it seems that the perception out there for some is that if you criticize US soccer or Don Garber or Major League Soccer to a certain extent, then then a phone call is going to come in to your employer, whoever that may be, and you're going to be in trouble. And I can honestly say, I've never had that phone call, and it may come one day about you need to button it and shut up, but I've never had it. And so I think there's a perception out there that everybody has been told to shut down.
Yeah, I agree, and that's scary that people would even bring that up. I mean, you're just a man with an opinion. That's why you're hired. You're an ex-player at Chelsea, Celtic, and Derby County. You have a resume. You've been hired for your opinion. So isn't that what we want? I think that's – we want deep, passionate opinions about the sport if, in fact, we want it to grow. If in a market in MLS, nobody's critical of the team or the coach or isn't talking tactics and all that, you know, I sometimes feel like in Major League Soccer that coaches don't want anybody to talk about tactics. I mean, that's what makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's getting better. I mean, you'll know way better than me, but I think it is getting better. And listen, I understand criticism is not perfect. And listen, we'd all love to praise on a regular basis, but we live in the real world, and you know, you're out there to be shot down. My God, I was criticised enough as a player myself over the years, playing both in Scotland and in England, and for my national team. So I understand. I didn't like it, but I accept it. And you know, I think sometimes with the criticism of some of the younger guys, you know, if you're looking at, obviously Pulisic is the you know, he's the kingpin at the moment. He's the pin-up boy for US soccer, and rightly yeah. So. But you know, I think when you're criticising players, and it's only my opinion, I think youngsters need to be given a bit of head. You know, they need to be given a bit of time. And if I think if anybody's criticising a Christian Pulisic for not carrying the US men's national team,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's stupid, because I've always had, as hard as I've been on players over the years or managers, then I've always thought my own opinion and my own way is to give the kids a chance. Unless they do something drastically wrong off the field, give them a chance on the field. Give them the head. Do not over-criticise youngsters, but let them nurture and let them get better. And I think that's what the US have to do with this young lad. Don't rely too heavy on him. Don't criticise him too heavy when it doesn't go his way, because he's a young guy. He's learning. He will get better. He's the US's best player at the moment, and he needs support around them. And I think when you're criticizing, you need to keep that in mind with the younger players.
Craig, as always, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll cross paths down the road. Good to hear your voice, and hope everything's going great up in Connecticut.
Thanks, Glenn, and good luck to all your colleagues and family, friends, and all the people down there in Texas.
Yeah, nice of you to say that. Thank you, Craig, and have a good night.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, Craig Burley, 89-97, played for Chelsea, Celtic, Derby County. You know, his point the other night was this, basically that he thought that U.S. soccer is treated with kid gloves in this country. Do you agree with it? 713-780-3776. Then we got Alexi Lalas coming out and being very critical of the team. What I want to know is, what do you feel about the U.S. national team? What do you feel about media coverage in this country? I think it's definitely improving. There's incredibly talented writers. There's passionate writers. I do think we are getting opinion in places. But are we still too soft when we treat our national team? Let's go to the phone line. Is in Benny. Benny, what do you got to say, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Davis? I always appreciate your show. Great knowledge. I respect it very much. I'm hoping to add some quality to it with this phone call. To be honest, I'm going to take the defense of the United States men's national team. And okay. Not to defend their play, but to defend them from Alexi Lalas's criticism. Me personally, when I grew up, and I remember Alexi Lalas being very visually flamboyant with the long hair and the long beard, and he introduced a new image to American soccer. And not only that, he was one of the pioneers of Major League Soccer, and he seems to be the man who helped build the United States men's national program on its, I would say, beginning foundation. To me, I think he came across under the light of a Fox Sports analysis. It clouds too much personal emotion, and I wonder how much jealousy and resentment were behind his comments. Because whenever Alexi Lalas was playing, if I'm not mistaken, you're still under Bruce Arena, the current coach right now, is what is his coach in, what, 96 or 95, that perhaps there's too much personal interest involved from an actual criticism. I don't think that Alexi Lawless actually played soccer under the microscope that we currently are building for our men's national team. I don't think that the comments he makes whenever he makes a superficial comment of they're just tattooed soft millionaires. I would think that if Alexi Lawless was playing currently right now, he would fit right into that mold, as he was one to want to stand out visually as well. As a defenseman, I understand he has an aggressive nature, and I know he built his reputation being very physical, but the opportunities that he helped build were not there for him whenever he was playing. I kind of wonder if he's seeing that the men's soccer team now is like a baby he helped bring into this world.
No, I don't think there's any. This is a great call, first of all, and I really like what you're saying here. First of all, I think you have to, and I think you've almost answered your own question, which is you have to consider where he's coming from, okay? The Lawlesses, the Balboas, the Reynas, the Ramoses, the Winaldas, the Miolas. You know, those guys were told repeatedly, you guys can't play soccer. The Harkses, right? My era before that, even when I was playing pro soccer, you know, nobody respected the United States when it came to playing soccer. So they went through differing times. And it's not these guys' fault that are there now that they're making millions of dollars. It's also not their it's not their responsibility to consistently look backwards and say, hey, people tilled the soil for us. That's just natural. That just happened. I think he was more focused strictly on how poor the performance was, how poor the team came out of the blocks, and how poorly prepared they were, and that's on the manager. So, yes, he was flamboyant. Yes, he had an image. Yes, he was a pioneer. There were people before him pioneering, okay? And before them, they were pioneering. And they don't get any pats on the back or anything. It's just the way it goes. I don't think there's jealousy and resentment. I don't think there's any at all, quite frankly. I think it's passion. And it comes from a guy whose soccer playing was like a warrior, was a competitor, you know. So I think he wanted to see more fire and more pride in the way the United States played and came out against Costa Rica.
And I guess to contextualize the jealousy resentment comment, I probably should have said whenever he called out and just didn't even address my name and said, "And I'm talking to you, Wonder Boy." To me, that was...
Well, that was the part of it I wouldn't agree with because Craig Burley was just on, and Wonder Boy is Pulisic, and we can't be asking him to lead the team right now. That kid's given everything he possibly can. I don't think there's any question, but, you know, some of the basic mistakes and things that were happening, it's okay to be critical. I think these guys have all heard it before, and guess what? People will say, oh, you know, they're not going to care what Lala says. Bottom line is that they'll have heard it, okay? And they will consider it. Just like if somebody after tonight's show wants to criticize me for what I've done here, I see it and it pops up and I look at it now. I don't react like I used to where I felt it was an assault on my character and all this. As long as it's not a nutcase just doing a character assassination, if it's somebody saying something that's critical and has some merit, I read it now. I read it
even after a game.
Even after calling the game.
And I just kind of, the thing that gets me with our expectations, and I do believe that the interview you had, it was correct. And I know that our current, the way we view American sports, we want championships now, we're the best now, and it's still a building phase. And going from Jurgen Klinsmann to Arena, we're now switching a few things up, and it's only logical to think there's going to be a progression and advancement with World Cup play. But I guess maybe a little naive to the American soccer universe, but I kind of think that we're still teenagers, in a metaphorical sense, playing against grown men in the global sense of this is something that we are playing their game more than they're playing our game. And I kind of wonder if our expectations, like I don't feel like
our expectations could be askew. We may be a lot farther off than we think we are. Andrew, this is a great phone call. Benny, this is a great phone call. I'm going to keep it going. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. But you've just opened a wonderful bunch of commentary, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your show, man. I appreciate your show.
Great stuff, Benny. So I like what Benny had to say. I don't think Alexi's coming from jealousy and resentment. I may be wrong. Maybe you think he is. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. When we come back, we'll take more phone calls. Quick hit here when we go to break. Just want to remind you about the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, you may work at a plant or a refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work 24/7 for you. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We'll take a Bud Light break. More phone calls. Do we treat the United States team? Are we too soft? Where are we really in the big picture of the world's game? Where are we? You tell me. Going to make the World Cup? Do you agree with Craig Burley's thoughts as well? Craig Burley, Alexi Lalas, do you agree with their thoughts? Alexi Lalas went on a little bit of a rant on the U.S. men's national team. Called players out, called Bruce Arena out. How about Craig Burley saying that sometimes, from a commentary perspective, we're too soft in the United States? Do you agree with that? 713-780-3776, Bud Light break.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Give me a little bit of volume on this.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Marcelo. Bale. And bundled in, Sergio Ramos with the acrobatic effort.
Sergio Ramos today, Real Madrid. Ronaldo getting a couple. They score three goals over Apoel Nicosia. So that's one for you Real Madrid fans, so you better remember that. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Just a quick word here as we come back from break. Azure Salon, they are in the heart of River Oaks in the West Ave shopping area. Stylists at Azure Salon keep me looking sharp for all my television work. By the way, that is not an easy job to do. Azure Salon, the place to go. Guys, get to Azure Salon. It's A-Z-U-R. Ladies, they've got you covered with colors, with color cuts, extensions, AzureSalon.com. I don't think I'm going to be in the color business, but there might be somebody who wants to go all orange. AzureSalon.com. Also, the gorgeous gal. Go and see my good buddy Peter. 5555 Morningside. So this is a great soccer pub in the West University area. It's the gorgeous gal. They'll show all the matches over there. Liverpool supporters groups over there. They're not happy today. 2-2 draw with Sevilla. Stop by, get a pint and a bite. They've got great whiskey offerings there. Say hello to Peter. They've got an open field, lots of monitors. Good time now as the weather's cooled off for the outdoor patio. The Gorgeous Gale is the place to be. It's thegorgeousgale.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's keep it going. 713-780-3776. Wesley. Wesley, what's on your mind? Well, we lost Wesley.
I guess he didn't want to talk.
Okay, so Wesley, if you got dropped accidentally or you dropped, call us back, 713-780-3776. Kareem, what's on your mind tonight?
Glenn, my friend, how you doing?
I'm very good. Kareem, how are you?
Good. I wanted to make just 2 points, one on the U.S. national team and then the other about my Manchester United squad who did some damage there in the Champions League. But when it comes to Alexi Lalas, he was right to call out the U.S. men's national team. you know, when it comes to Bradley, Altidore, and Dempsey, yes, call them out, but not Pasilic. How old is he, 18? I mean, you don't put the weight of the whole United States pride on 18-year-old's shoulders. I mean, we saw that even in Manchester United with Rashford. We tried to put the whole team on his shoulders, and that's not how you do it. You got to get the veterans in there to lead the team, and those guys, like I said, Bradley, definitely, I think he should be the figurehead. And then Dempsey and Altidore need to step up as well. But don't put Pasilic in that conversation. And lastly, Wondolowski, he can't even break into the squad. And he was like, I'd say about 5, maybe 4 years ago, he was like the man. And now he can't even get into the squad. So when it comes to U.S. men's national team, like I said, we don't need to put that pressure on that kid.
So you're just saying don't throw that on his back, Christian Pulisic. Yeah, I'm not sure that piece of it was the best part of it. But I think let's just take even Alexi out of it because he's a polarizing figure. There's a lot of people. He's got an incredible platform. He's probably got the largest platform of anybody from a soccer commentary perspective in this country. I think he's good at stirring the pot. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, look, anybody who's on TV as much as he is, you're going to get criticism and you're going to get people applauding you. The main point here is there enough pressure on the U.S. national team? He thinks they're soft. He thinks they're too soft. And maybe, I guess it was over the course of those two games that he's calling them out or all the time. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It stirred the pot. It's gotten attention. And I think attention is what the sport needs in the mainstream. And this one gets over into the mainstream a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the call-out, though. Alexi Lawless was completely justified in doing so because, like y'all said before, and you know, even with the guests you had, everybody just gets too butthurt now. The only way you're going to move forward is to, you know, be criticized, constructive criticism, you know, but still criticized nonetheless. If you, let's say in your normal job and your boss told you, hey, I need you to step it up. Are you going to go cry in the corner? No, you're going to step it up and show that you are worthy of being, you know, a part of that organization.
Simply comes with the territory. It simply comes with the territory, Kareem. And look, if athletes can use the platform of social media and be critical of lots of things like politics and all these other things, and they can speak out, they have to be able to take the criticism. And it's not to say that those guys aren't taking it. They probably are. And but the fact is, if we don't have people talking about this sport in this country, if we don't have people pushing and we have seen the healthy pressure grow, I don't think there's any question now. Social media has played a big part in that. But without healthy pressure, you're not going to make it. I mean, if you're the Houston Dynamo in Houston, Texas, and I've said this repeatedly on this show, you want healthy pressure. You want to be transparent because it's going to lift the performance of everybody. If you're out of sight, out of mind for 5 days during the week and you got a game on the weekend, it's not working. And we're not up. MLS in this city is nowhere near the stratosphere of the NFL or the NBA. I'm sorry. And I hate even saying that. I hate saying that because I think we can still be a Portland or a Seattle with the amount of soccer crazed people down here. And I'm not going to go for the excuses. I don't think I'm not going for, you know, here's the reasons why we can't make it. I'm going for, here are the reasons why we can. And we got a city full of people who love the sport, and that doesn't mean I know it all. And believe me, I know I don't. But I believe in soccer in the city. Anything quick here before I let you go, Kareem?
Yeah, I just wanted to say congrats to my Manchester United squad for dropping 3 on all. Wow, I just dropped. I don't know why my brain just
Basel,
went away. But
on Basel.
Thank you, Basel. FC Basel.
Yeah, but wait a second. Jose was not happy after this. He said they were playing PlayStation football. Are you kidding me? Jose came up with a classic, PlayStation football.
Oh,
I love
God.
It. I love it. That's entertainment. Fellaini, Lukaku, and Rashford. Hey, by the way, how about all your buddies who crushed on Fellaini in the days of David Moyes? You guys love him. You guys love him now. You guys love him now.
I've always been a Fellaini fan. He's solid in the middle. And I've always, everybody, even the guys at the pub we go to, criticize me for cheering for Fellaini. I've always liked him. But you know, that's a whole nother subject.
You got to admit, Kareem, there was a lot of guys piling on him, and a lot of them were your friends.
Oh yeah. Me too. Just trying to support the guy. I like him. He's solid. He's a solid player.
Jose says he's a big piece of that team. Hey, by the way, our good friend Tom Clare, if we go over to Facebook, we really got to pull for Tom and support Tom.
Definitely.
He started the Houston Red Army. Tom is an unbelievable historian. He's a gatekeeper for United. He's one of our own here in Houston, and there is a Facebook page. I'm going to get you some information on it. Do you know the Facebook page? It's I'm going to get it posted, and it is posted over at Facebook Soccer Matters. All right, Kareem, I got to go. I got to take a break.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, as always. Good to hear from Kareem. Good guy right there. Soccer fans, the real soccer pub in Edo, Kings Court. It's right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins, 13 TVs. They show Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League. They got 24 taps, full bar, lots of spirits over there. Great pub food. KingsCourtTX.com. Let's take a Bud Light break. We'll take more phone calls when we come back. I believe that's James who's waiting. James is waiting. We'll get to you first, James, when we come back. And thank you very much.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.